Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Virgin Media O2 has joined forces with Accenture to explore private 5G opportunities across UK businesses, aiming to create solutions tailored to various industries utilising AI and Accenture's Edge platform. The collaboration seeks to empower local businesses to harness 5G, with the private network market in the UK expected to grow to £528 million by 2030. The duo plans to offer a wide range of applications, citing AI computer vision for quality control in factories and queue management systems to enhance customer service. Initially, their focus will be on sectors including construction, transportation, logistics, and manufacturing, with plans to extend marketing efforts globally through VMO2's parent company, Liberty Global. The upcoming solutions will integrate cybersecurity, data analysis, AI, and edge computing services provided by Accenture's Edge Orchestration Platform. Joe Bertram of VMO2 highlights the benefits of using Accenture's digital platforms to expand offerings which can improve safety on construction sites and support critical medical devices. This partnership builds on VMO2's previous achievements, including the launch of the UK's first 5G-connected hospital and a 5G partnership with British Sugar.
Google Chrome is pushing the boundaries of browsing by integrating generative AI features, with engineering director Adriana Porter-Felt at the helm, driving innovation to simplify everyday online tasks. As part of this initiative, Chrome is exploring AI's potential to facilitate searching and to provide article summaries for users. Recent developments have seen the launch of the Organize Similar Tabs feature, which uses emoji for easier navigation, and concerns over inappropriate emoji choices have led to filters focusing on universally acceptable categories such as travel and nature. The team has also refined the Theme Creator tool, opting for drop-down menus over open-ended prompts to enhance functionality and prevent misuse. Lastly, the Help Me Write feature shows Chrome's capacity to contextualize help, adjusting its support whether users are writing reviews, filling out forms, or engaging in e-commerce activities. These advancements signal Google's commitment to harnessing AI to make web browsing more user-friendly and context-aware, ushering in a new era of interactive and intelligent technology. OpenAI is set to release a new tool named Media Manager by 2025, aimed at allowing creators to control the use of their content in machine learning research, with potential implications for Indian AI startups. ChatGPT, which has garnered over 180 million users worldwide with India as its second largest user base, presents strong competition for local Indian companies like Ola Krutrim and SML Hanuman. Pragya Misra has been appointed by OpenAI as their government relations head in India, signaling the firm's intent to navigate regulatory landscapes and hinting at a growing influence in the Indian market. Ola Krutrim's leader, Babish Agarwal, displays patriotic ambition by aspiring to develop India's own foundational language models, challenging OpenAI's dominance. Yet Krutrim faces backlash for promoting an Indian-centric approach and coining the term pronoun illness, raising questions about the company's stance on inclusivity. As India's startups continue building AI solutions, experts like Nandan Nalkani suggest a shift in focus to developing AI use cases for the local populace instead of engaging in futile competition with global players. Despite the challenges, Indian AI ventures remain determined to innovate, while industry events like the Data Engineering Summit 2024 offer platforms to discuss the nation's role in technological advancement.
Engineers at the University of Southern Denmark have developed a vampire drone with the capability of charging indefinitely by leeching power directly from electrical power lines. This daunting task is achieved using a sophisticated docking mechanism, various sensors, and onboard AI, enabling the drone to autonomously perch on power lines and draw energy as needed. According to the developers, such a drone could dramatically reduce the costs and personnel needed for maintenance tasks like inspecting the integrity of these power lines. During the testing phase, unique challenges arose as drones aren't typically designed to physically interact with objects, especially something as dangerous as power lines. To mitigate risks, the drone approaches the wire from the bottom and uses specially designed grippers to safely attach and detach after recharging. The vampire drone's efficiency and autonomy could also pave the way for broader applications beyond grid maintenance. This innovation represents a significant leap from traditional drone usage, which is typically limited by battery life and the need for human oversight. Currys, a leading tech retailer, has embarked on a transformative journey with the help of Accenture and Microsoft to revolutionize its technology infrastructure through cloud technology and AI. The partnership aims to modernize Currys operations by adopting Microsoft's Azure OpenAI service, enhancing both the customer and colleague experiences. With this shift, Currys anticipates improvements in operational efficiency, which will also advance their commitment to achieving net zero emissions by 2040. Alex Baldock, Group CEO of Currys, enthusiastically stresses the importance of AI and the vast possibilities it holds for the retailer's future. Julie Sweet of Accenture reinforces the sentiment, emphasizing the benefits of a strong digital core and the power of AI to reinvent Currys' service and efficiency. Lastly, Ralph Hopter from Microsoft highlights the broad opportunities AI presents, poised to improve the shopping experience for Currys customers and empower its workforce with valuable insights. These strategic advancements underscore Currys' dedication to remaining at the forefront of digital transformation within the retail sector.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.